Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, July 13th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: earnings season set for kickoff, bulls gain ground, and IPO process in question? Leading today's news, the second quarter earnings season begins this week as major U.S. banks report results from the past 3 months that were slammed by the coronavirus. The S&P 500's collective earnings are expected to decline by a whopping 44.6% year-over-year, according to FactSet, marking the biggest decline since the final quarter of 2008, when earnings fell 70% during the financial crisis. Write-offs and other expenses will likely be forgiven due to the extenuating circumstances, though investors will be judging what companies have to say about the current quarter or the full year after they withdrew most of their guidance. "There is a deficit of information that needs to be filled at some point," said Sebastian Leburne, senior portfolio manager at Boston Private. In other news, the risk-on mood spread across the globe overnight, tracking an end-of-week rally in U.S. stocks as traders look to the start of earnings season for further clues on how companies are planning for the future. The Nikkei in Shanghai climbed about 2%. The Euro Stoxx 50 is 1% higher, while U.S. stock index futures are ahead by 5%. Coronavirus news. While Florida reported a record 15,299 new cases on Sunday, a national record, and Houston city leaders called for a return to lockdown, a declining death rate trend was highlighted by New York City, which reported no COVID-related fatalities for the first time. 2020 has become a boom year for special purpose acquisition companies, or SPACs, as seen by the post-merger returns of Nikola Motors, Virgin Galactic, and DraftKings. The latest? MultiPlan is combining with Churchill Capital Core 3 in an $11 billion deal that will take the healthcare savings provider public. What are SPACs? They're basically empty shell companies that raise a lot of money by going public, without targeting a particular industry, and later use the money to buy a company. Why are they becoming popular? At a time of great volatility, SPACs can offer liquidity, are quicker to come to market, provide better price support, and are lighter on the regulatory side. Churchill Capital Corp is up 57.3% pre-market. Expanding its offerings in sectors like autonomous vehicles and 5G, semiconductor maker Analog Devices has agreed to acquire Maxim Integrated Products in an all-stock transaction that values the combined enterprise at over $68 billion. The deal is expected to be accretive to free cash flow at closing and adjusted EPS in 18 months post-close. It'll also provide $275 million of cost synergies by the end of year two, given the common focus of the two companies on integrated circuits, and follows years of speculation that the two rivals could combine. Maxim is up 10.1% pre-market. Crude futures are off nearly 2% ahead of an OPEC Plus meeting on Wednesday, at which the group may announce plans to start tapering historic production cuts. Under discussion is a Saudi proposal to relax the group's production curbs by 2 million barrels per day amid signs that demand is returning to normal levels following COVID-led lockdowns, the Wall Street Journal reports. The renewed optimism coincides with the Friday report from the International Energy Agency showing COVID-19's worst effects on global oil demand have passed, but will linger as the market slowly recovers in the second half of 2020. A big cost-cutting drive has helped WeWork shore up its finances, and the company is set to see positive cash flow and profits for 2021 a year ahead of schedule, Chairman Marcelo Claure told the Financial Times. "Everybody thought WeWork was mission impossible, that we had zero chance. And now, a year from now, you are going to see WeWork to basically be a profitable venture with an incredible diversity of assets," he declared. Over the past few months, the company, backed by SoftBank, has cut more than 8,000 jobs, sold off non-core businesses, and terminated leases on building space in New York and Baltimore. The transition to remote work also increases the appeal of WeWork's pitch to companies that want satellite offices for their workers or want space available just a few days per week, according to Claré. The starting price for Tesla's Model Y crossover is now $49,990 before taxes and incentives, marking the second significant price cut Tesla has made to its vehicles in the last 6 weeks. In late May, the EV maker shaved $5,000 off the Model S and X and $2,000 off the Model 3, and ended up delivering 90,650 cars to customers in Q2, beating analyst estimates and sending shares soaring. In fact, Tesla's stock has surged 260% since the beginning of the year and is up another 4.2% in pre-market trade to over $1,600 per share. Founded in 2014, Boom Supersonic has built a supersonic prototype in only 6 years, significantly faster than the development of the Concorde. The Denver-based startup has set October 7 to publicly unveil its XB-1, a demonstrator aircraft that will be used for a conceptual commercial jet called Overture. It would have 55 seats on board, reach cruising speeds of Mach 2.2, use alternative fuels, and take to the skies in 2021. The company has so far raised $141 million to build the XB-1 from investors like Japan Airlines and Richard Branson's Virgin Group, which have pre-ordered a total of 30 aircraft. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and gold are all set to open in the green, with Bitcoin flat and crude oil slightly down. On today's economic calendar, the Treasury budget is out at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.